heading this lean, it's way different.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go from fat to fit, yeah, that is way different than going from fit to lean.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Yeah.
I'm coming to the end of 12-week diet phase. I have a day and a half, 2 days left. I have a photo shoot, well, a video shoot on Sunday and then a photo shoot on Monday. Two different videographers, photographers, friends of mine, which would be really, really good. Get some sweet content, super lean. I started this 12 weeks ago. So that would have been like December 2nd. And right now we're coming up to March. It'll be March 10th or, yeah, March
Today's
9th.
The 7th.
Or, yeah, March 10th. That'll be my end date. Or March 9th or whatever that is. March 9th. It'll be the Sunday. So this is the leanest I've ever been by far. This is definitely the leanest I've ever been. I've been lean most, like a good majority of my life probably with like chubby moments. But I've never deliberately got into a calorie deficit using macro tracking,
mm-hmm.
you know, paired with some intuitive eating skills that I have in my coaching program as well. And I've never actually tested this out to this extreme. I use it with clients all the time. I've kind of packaged this kind of method up into my own solution, you know, how I like to approach dieting with my clients. But I haven't used this yet with myself to this extreme. The last time I dieted was last year, year and a half ago. Just under a year and a half ago. So 2 winters ago, I lost 28 pounds and I did that without tracking calories. It was all habit based. And I went from fat-ish to fit, you know, but I didn't really have abs, like abs-ish, because I was like fit-ish.
Yeah.
And then I maintained that for a year. And now I've been doing the last 12 weeks I've been dieting. I went from fit-ish now to the leanest I've ever been.
Yeah.
With a lot more muscle.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. So this diet phase, 12 weeks, weight-wise, because I know everybody asks about it, 185-ish to, I'm going to hit around 170 in the next couple of days. 171-ish, 172, something like that. So it's not even that crazy as far as weight-wise, but I am lean. I got veins down below my stomach. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He flexes at every opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. But it's amazing how hard this is.
Yes.
While also not being that hard. If that makes sense. Like I put this on my Instagram story today because I was talking to Jared about this yesterday. He's a men's physique competitor. So he's done this, you know, way more times than I have and harder than I have. So I was like, okay, what's his theory on this? Because my theory, a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm dieting really hard. And what they're referring to is the size of the calorie deficit. I'm in a massive deficit. I'm dieting hard.
Yeah.
And I don't think that necessarily really means you're dieting hard. What I think dieting hard means is you're in a significant deficit at all. 500, 1,000, 1,500 calorie deficit, doesn't matter. Just not a really small one. Let's say that. Any other deficit that's not really small. And then you're sustaining it over a chronic long period of time. Nothing like unhealthy, but what's necessary to hit your goal. That is hard dieting. That's when the diet gets hard.
Yes.
Because the significant deficit at the start or even in the middle of a diet phase, I don't think is that hard. It's challenging. And I know it's different for everybody, but it's not nearly as hard as just getting into the, like where I'm at right now, my deficit probably isn't that big, but I think the alarm bells are going off biologically in my body right now to eat.
Because you're leaner.
Because I'm leaner and but why am I leaner? Because I've been in a sustained calorie deficit. I've been in a deficit for a long time. So I think that's where like things start to get squirrely.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think for you too, I think it is though the level of body fat even more than the time because like 12 weeks is not, it's long, but you could easily do 20 and then it'd be really squirrely, which is why I think you're saying it's, I agree with you because I think you're saying it's like, it is getting hard, because you are very lean now.
Right.
And then to say I said to you, hey, do another 4 weeks. Do right. 16 weeks.
Right. You'd
be
right,
like,
right.
Oh, those 4 weeks are going to
no,
be
No, you're
hard.
Right. You're right. A better, so I'll amend what I was saying. You're right. What I should say is it's things paired. So it's not the size of the deficit. It's how long you're in the deficit with current body fat percentage. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Because if I did a 12-week, because I did a 16-week cut. When I did the 28 pounds last year, when I did 16 week cut, all of that was relatively smooth.
Yep.
Challenging moments, not very hard. Yeah. Never got super hungry. Yep. Right. Even though that was longer. So you're right. But my body fat percentage was higher than it is now. So it's body fat percentage paired with the length of the staying in a deficit.
Yes.
Regardless of how big the deficit even is.
Yes.
Because I haven't hit an all time low in a week from a body weight perspective.
Yeah.
But I think I'm leaner. Yeah. In 7 days. So I think I'm good, right? And I should see an all-time low in the next 24 to 48 hours based on how I'm looking and how I'm feeling.
Well, and also with data from, because there was a free meal Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, so yeah, you should hit it by tomorrow almost.
I think so, just right? based on how I'm looking and feeling. Yeah.
And we know you're getting leaner because of the, what we call the flatness, right? So looking at someone and like, he's got so many veins, okay? Like you have so many veins. But they're not popping right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a flat, or the muscles kind of look flat. Also, you're not training right now.
Yeah,
so
there's no roundness and fullness to the muscles.
It's very exciting to see you like get a really nice meal in, get some carbs in you, salt in you, water in you, and then train.
What should I do for that? I haven't planned that.
I know.
What should I do?
I was going to be like, oh, I wish you would let me like peak you this week. But I would do, well, number one, most important, and I tell this to my clients too, can you digest it? That's more important, mm-hmm. right? So for you, honestly, I would keep it with the foods that you like. I would do like a big buckwheat meal, like a couple of them though.
I was thinking about doing this. I was thinking about, so tomorrow's Saturday and then I have shoot Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, so tomorrow... Like, I don't know if it's too late to do it the day before.
No, you could do it the day before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because what I was saying is like, should tomorrow be normal, but today I have something at night? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
I think with you, it should be today normal.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, triple your carbs. Like, if you want to actually track tomorrow.
But I get all that, but I'm more interested in the timing. I think for me is normal breakfast, big lunch. Medium to big dinner. Because if I'm like, I got to triple my carbs and then I have all this food at dinner, I really don't want
food
that
much. But you could do it through the whole day though.
Yeah.
Because your stores will be replenished through the whole day. And then I think what's really going to be even more important is yes, that. And I think pacing it through the day is good because then I think Sunday morning you should have a meal that's like carb, fat, salt.
Right.
So yeah, whether that looks like going out for breakfast before, right. Which I think that might work.
Right.
Then you just hop into the gym and train. Like you're going to look crazy.
So just so everyone knows what my strategy is here, because I'm coming to the end of the diet phase. I already said that I have this video shoot and a photo shoot 2 days in a row. All I'm doing right now, like what we're talking about is kind of like a poor man's peaking protocol of Sam would do for a bodybuilding show. Like if I was going to do a bodybuilding show, this is like a small mini version of that where all I'm doing, I'm not burning extra body. Like what the focus on peaking is to peak my look. That's what we're talking about right here is I'm just trying to strategize the next 48-ish hours, 36, 48 hours so that I can look my best for these video shoots, photo shoots. So I'm going to maintain my leanness, but I want to really maximize fullness of my muscles.
Yeah, like I would not train tomorrow. Yeah. I would like take a rest tomorrow, carb up.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Yeah, tomorrow's a rest day from weights. Yeah.
Yeah.
It already is.
So that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I think it'll be great. Fun. I'm excited.
And then to get to the, because it's great, you have the video shoot Sunday morning and then you have a photo shoot Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like that, kind of limbo area in between after the video shoot Sunday before the photo shoot Monday of what are you going to do, right?
I'm just going to eat normal.
Yeah, like I was going to say it would be kind of like doing a 2-day bodybuilding show There's always like that middle part that you kind of black out. You don't even remember what happened. And it's, yeah, it's just like eating normal. If you notice you're still a bit flat, you add in more carbs. And then, because realistically, I think it will, I think you'll need a lot to fill you.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if I should be eating earlier and not as in tapering off.
You can start this evening. You could do a bigger dinner than normal tonight, normal breakfast, and then bigger. I would do like three meals. Lunch, dinner.
Yeah. Because I'm basically trying to, I don't know how much I should have, but I don't want a big dinner.
Yeah.
We eat dinner late. So why I'm saying that is like, if I have too late of a meal, it'll take too long to digest. So first of all, it'll affect my sleep, which will be a problem. And then second of all, it's not enough time for it to actually get into my system. Like it probably is technically, but for me, I just appear to digest slower. So I'd rather give myself more time instead of like, oh, a bunch of carbs. Okay, go train. It's like, I want to have those carbs a day before.
Normal dinner tonight, big breakfast, two big lunch, normal dinner, and then go out.
I can't
have
two lunches.
Why not?
It's impossible. What do you mean? What do you mean? I can't just chew, like, I can't just lift a Ferrari over my head. Like, how do I just have two big lunches? Like, how do you do that?
You wake up at 5 a.m., you have breakfast at 6.
Correct.
Then you eat lunch
I'd have to have an early breakfast.
Yeah, have early breakfast. You have so many hours in the day too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because then that will start getting the carbs in. And then you'll have way more time to digest.
Yeah, that's how I could. So I didn't even think about it like that. I could go back to my 4-meal schedule. Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. So since I have more calories to eat, that makes sense. I forgot about that. Because before I dieted, I was doing 3 to 4 meals a day. So I'd have 4 meals. Yeah, so I could just
a Ferrari over my head.
Well, that's what I mean. You're like, just have 2 meals. It's like, but you can't just say that.
Like, I give you a solution.
Just make it rain. It's like, I can't. Sorry.
Well, you can cloud seed. But that's another topic. You do, because you wake up early anyways, right? Read your Bible. Have breakfast at 6:30. 7, 8, 9. Eat again at 10. 11, 12.
So for
eat
Saturday.
Again at 2,
so I would do that
and then
tomorrow.
Have a normal.
I would do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I would definitely do the like go out for breakfast on Sunday morning.
This is actually good timing because I'm starving right now. Like legit starving.
Yeah.
Because normally I would, it still doesn't work. I would normally.
It's 3:13.
3:13. Normally I would have eaten at 12:30 to 1. Not for me. Yeah. I probably eat before you. I'm pushing my, or I'm like, I'm finding it really hard to push my lunches. Yeah. So for me, it's like, it's noon, 12:30, the odd 1 p.m. I'll push it. And I'm like, oh, this is good. I'm pushing it later. But I get really, really hungry for lunch. So I'm like over 2 hours late. So I'm feeling it. And I'm definitely, honestly, this whole process has been like amazing because, but 2 weeks ago, 2+ weeks ago, I was like, oh, I could keep doing this. Challenging, uncomfortable at moments, but I could just stay in the groove and keep doing it. Now I'm feeling that impatience of like, I don't know how long. It's a Chinese water torture thing. It's not that hard in isolation, but it's hard when you layer in the time, right? So that's what I'm finding hard now is like, it just never ends. It feels like it just never ends. You never get relief. Because you eat a meal and then your stomach's full. But since you're still under calories, your brain knows that you're lacking energy. So it wants you to keep eating. It wants you to binge. It wants you to keep. And you have to deny that. You have to ignore that. You have identify that and be like, that's not going to support my goals. But that takes energy. That takes, you know, it exhausts you over time. So I'm definitely feeling that. Where I didn't feel that 2 weeks ago, 2+ weeks ago, I was like, okay, this is hard. I'm feeling lean. I'm looking cool. Feeling, you know, I'm dropping weight. I'm dropping body fat. And I feel like I could do this for a little while longer. And then I, you know, 2 more weeks and I'm like, I'm definitely excited to eat more food. Again, go into, you know, the process here is to move into what people would call a reverse diet, which does not take very long. I think a lot of people, and previously I used to believe this as well, you just have to have this long gradual reverse. It's like, nope, you just jack up your calories. You might need to adjust once or twice, probably not even more than twice. Probably for most people, not even more than once. Just get your calories up to maintenance as fast as you can. Keep movement nice and high. Keep exercise like workouts nice and high. And then just be diligent with your diet. And that's my plan here is I'm going to continue being locked in with my diet. I think a lot of people look at it like, oh, I'm locked in with my diet. That means I'm losing fat. It's like, you can be locked in. Why aren't you locked in with your diet all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what your goal is. Like for me, I'm going to be just as locked in with this diet after Sunday, but I'm going to have it, my plan changes a little bit, but I'm going to be locked in with that plan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I'm treating my nutrition just as seriously as I would as when I'm on this fat loss phase. But
yeah, because now you love tracking macros.
It's just going to be more food. And I've really enjoyed tracking macros again because I used to do that years ago. Hadn't done it in a while, relied more on a habit-based system. Now I've paired the habit-based system with macro tracking and I freaking love it. It's exactly what I use with my clients. And so testing this myself, I'm like, oh, this is freaking sweet. And you can really do this and get really lean. I'm freaking crazy lean, dude. It's cool. And you don't have to track your macros 100%. And you also don't have to use a habit-based model. You know, I think both can work. I do think if you want to get really lean, if you had to pick one or the other, you'd have to go macro-based. But the challenge there for most people is they track 100% or they don't.
Yeah.
And what I've done is I've paired both together. So you track, typically it's going to be between 85 to like 92% of your meals are going to be tracked. And then those other like 10 to 15, 10 to 13% or whatever it is of your meals are going to be opportunities for flexibility where you can practice intuitive eating skills. And that's what I've done too. So for me and most of my clients, it's usually 2 untracked meals a week. Depends on the person, depends on their lifestyle, depends on their work schedule, all these different things and their goals. But for most people, that's what it is. And it's like a perfect blend. You know, I love it.
My favorite part about your diet is that you got a taste of hard dieting, almost like a prep. So you'll be able to understand me more. And then I also got a taste of my own medicine where you were nowhere near, not even remotely, but like you had little moments of irritability and I was like, oh man, I'm way worse. Sorry. So
and for way longer.
Yeah, and for way longer.
6 months.
And for
that.
Deeper, like deeper body fat. So it gets worse.
Yeah, it's gnarly. No, it's good. I understand the process a lot better. I understand the emotions and the feelings and the thoughts and the psychology that goes into getting this lean. It's way different.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go from fat to fit, yeah, that is way different than going from fit to lean.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Yeah.
And that's why I pushed, you know, I pushed to go to this next level because I wanted to test myself. I wanted to physically look sick. I wanted to be like, what can I do to look freaking awesome? And I've never pushed myself to look this lean, particularly with the level of muscle that I have now. And I really want to see what I can do. And I want to challenge myself, you know?
You will never come out of a successful diet worse. Like you're
right.
It's gonna make you better in some way, whether that's mentally, whether that's you're able to handle things better, delayed gratification, practice, things like that. So I think it's only positive.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, 100%. And to go back to what I was saying before, because a lot of people wonder, I think, well, how does this play into the bigger picture of physique development and your just fitness journey? It's like for me, because a lot of people make this massive mistake of fitness equals fat loss. It's like, oh, I'm going to get super fit. And what they mean is they need to lose weight. But it's like, what are you going to do to stay fit? Like, how is fitness going to play into your lifestyle forever until you die? And for me, it's like fitness has always been a part of it, whether I'm losing fat or gaining muscle or honestly not doing any of that. Literally just going to the gym and eating healthy food without any tracking. Mm-hmm. Like that's also fitness and that's also health, right? So for me, it's like I have this reverse diet where I'm bringing my calories back up to maintenance. So I'll probably document that on my social media as well. And then I'm going to hang out at my maintenance for an undisclosed amount of time that I am not sure of, but I'm going to focus on the gym. I'm going to focus on high step counts. I'm going to focus on enjoying my meals and being diligent with my nutrition and also continuing to improve my gut health. So this is a good time to shift focus on to like other things like sleep, gut health, mental health, performance in the gym, stuff that isn't weight loss and fat loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. And maybe that ends up being 6 months there. Maybe it ends up being 3 years there. I don't know, but I'm going to hang out here for a little while and I'm going to deliberately do my best to adjust my activity level combined with my macros to see how lean I can stay while sustaining it and making it compatible with my social life. Because that's always the trick, right? It's like, how do you do that? So I'm not going in with any expectations other than my objective of testing that to see what I can do and then just seeing what's the reality. You know what I mean? And what I have to do to make that happen and what trade-offs I'm willing to make or not willing to make.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my game plan for the next 12 plus weeks or, you know, 6 plus months, I would say, which is kind of nice, like heading into spring and summer. So yeah, I think that's exactly. I think that's really, really good timing. Yeah. Every time I do a cut, I get better. So I'm like excited. I'm almost excited. I'm excited to be done this and move into the next, you know, reverse maintenance phase. But I'm also excited to do this again at some point, probably, and be even better at it.
You know,
take these skills and all the information and data I've learned and apply it to myself again in the future. But also another reason that I did this was to remind myself of what my clients are going through. I'm going through a far more extreme version than most of them. Some of them go through this, but most of them don't go this far. But again, a lot of that is relative and subjective to the person. So it is good for me to go through this when I'm consulting a lot of my clients that are in fat loss phases right now. You know, when I'm doing that from a coaching perspective, it's good for me to remind myself what that process feels like psychologically and emotionally and mentally and socially, and go through those challenges so that I can understand that when I'm consulting them. So I think it's good to hold myself accountable to regularly go through a fat loss phase like this. You know, if I'm going to be coaching people through that, it's good for me to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, I think. So,
yeah, I agree.
But yeah, we're going to wrap this thing up. I chatted before about kind of my process and method that I've been kind of using. I've packaged it up for anyone listening into this thing called the Macro Intuitive Protocol. So that's just the nutrition side of things. I'm happy to chat more about that. It's also within my fat loss guide. I made a no-nonsense fat loss guide that has basically everything that I do with my clients, right? That has a Macro Intuitive Protocol along with everything else, PSA framework, all these different formulas and strategies and tactics and resources that I use with my clients, but also what I just did with myself over the last 12 weeks. So if you want that no-nonsense fat loss guide, it's like 20 plus pages, very in-depth. It'll be in the description below. It's usually $300. It's on sale for $47. So if you want to go get it, click the link below. If you have any questions, let me know as well. I'm happy to help. Or if you just have questions about what's in there or some of the methods that I use in my own fat loss phase or use with my clients or whatever, you know, just reach out and send me a DM on Instagram.
And head over to slaysfit.com if you're more interested in the bodybuilding and competing side of things.
Thanks again for watching. If you're on YouTube, thanks for listening. If you're on Spotify or Apple, make sure you subscribe to the show so you can catch us every single week. Much love. See you next week. Have a best day ever.